Eric asks, where can I get some bath salts? Bonjour, mon ami. For those who don't know, Eric is asking about the dangerous new drug that's been sweeping the nation, and apparently Canada as well. We don't make it a practice to advocate illegal drug use. I cannot stress this enough, people. Weed is not a drug. Because bath salts are relatively new to the scene, the long-term effects and potential dangers have yet to be determined with any accuracy. A young man like yourself, with such a bright future ahead of him, can't afford to take that chance. Instead, why not try one of the many Spice Rack Highs, which are as close as your nearest grocery store and may even be found in your own home? Powdered nutmeg has long been the hallucinogen of choice for deranged prison inmates. Ironically, because most kids end up learning this trick from Alex Haley's The Autobiography of Malcolm X, nutmeg's illicit use is almost entirely the fault of well-meaning high school teachers. Or, why not do what the junior high kids do and get yourself a bottle of Robitussin DM? Robitostin can be a pleasant way to while away an evening. It combines some of the most popular elements of other drugs in one magical bottle. It has the hallucinatory echo of LSD, a marijuana-like giddiness, and the occasional vomiting that fans of alcohol crave. This might lead you to ask, I'm going out on Lake Town tonight with some friends. Nutmeg and Robitussin DM both sound like a good idea. Which is the best option? We say, what the hell, man? Do a candy flip and take both. Merci B-cup for the question, my friend.